The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. It's a beautiful day, bright sunshine. It's going to be great. Can't wait to get out there. I want to congratulate the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure folks for the wonderful turnout that you had yesterday and all of the people that participated. 45,000, that's amazing. That's great. And it got me thinking about cancer in general. Over the weekend, I went up to my high school reunion, my 38th high school reunion, kind of a weird number, but that's a number that you might want to remember. And I was talking to a couple folks, and later on, we're going to hear some of the interviews that I did while I was up there. But one of the classmates was telling me about how he had had prostate cancer. And of course, there were other folks in the room who had lost, we lost a classmate to, I believe it was breast cancer about 2 years ago. So it's very sad, and you don't really think that that kind of stuff is going to affect you. And by the way, oral cancer, one person every hour dies of oral cancer, and about three or four times that many are diagnosed every hour. So it's very, very prevalent. It's something that we certainly have to work hard to try to beat. There's some thinking out there. I remember when I was in college, one of my professors said, you know, if you live long enough, you're going to get cancer, because he believed that the lysosomes, which are little organelles in us, they store the toxins that our body can't rid itself of, things that we ingest or things that we touch that would be toxic. It kind of locks them away in the lysosomes. And then the thinking that he said was, as we get older, those membranes in the little organelles, they get leaky and they allow those toxins to leak back out. And he felt that that might be one of the causes of cancer. So when we hear about all of the new thinking for healthy living, you know, avoiding certain foods and avoiding certain chemicals, you know, not smoking, not drinking, things like that. Those seem to make a lot of sense, because if we don't put the toxins in our body in the first place, we don't have to worry about how we're going to get rid of it. But yeah, it was wonderful. Now, it also reminded me, and I know they raised $2 million, and $2 million is just phenomenal, and it reminded me of how I'm trying to raise about $5,000 or so to help with the Dentistry from the Heart event that we are putting on June 15th. And we're not really close to that yet, but we are, well, let's see, we're about 25 days away, which means there's still plenty of time. And for those of you that have thought about making a donation but have yet to do so, it would be greatly appreciated if you would maybe take a moment, go to dentallyspeaking.com, go to drkvitko.com, and you will see a panel that says the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And if you click on it, it will allow you to go to a page where, first of all, you can see the different charitable events that we host. And after you've seen that, you can click on another spot that tells you, it gives you a chance to like use your credit card or PayPal account to make a donation. Now, let me just tell you the things that we are working on. Besides Dentistry from the Heart, which is June 15th, and it's a day of free dentistry, we expect to treat about 630 people. You don't have to show need. You don't have to show ID. You do have to tell us your name, address, and phone number, but you just come. And if you're willing to take a number and wait your turn. Then you will receive either a free filling, a free extraction, or a free cleaning. And we also have the ability to repair broken dentures. We will be doing children, although the children we're hoping to register in advance. Oh, by the way, if you don't want to go online or you don't do PayPal, you can always call the office at 262-9588 and ask my staff how you can make a donation, whether at, you know, they can take your credit card over the phone. And you can send a check to the office at 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. And it may not be the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're not going to raise $2 million, but we're going to do an awful lot of good. And I think at 630 people, we will probably be providing somewhere in the neighborhood of over $200,000 in free dentistry. And so your $5, your $10, your $100, your $200 donation, whatever denomination you choose, will go a long, long way to helping us do that. So please give some thought to helping out. Now, I do want to talk about some of the companies, the folks that have already stepped up and said, we're going to help you. Now, a lot of this is in kind, meaning they're doing something for us, but they're not actually giving us cash. We appreciate everything that we get, but there are still some things you just can't get for free, and so we do need money to pay for those. But let me just thank the folks, folks at Tim Hortons, Rumpke, Patrick J's, Kathleen Smith has a company called Vision Catering, Commerce Bank, Gatsby's Pizza in Gahanna, Gresso's, North End Wrench, Mozart Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Gear Gas, Inkwell Printers, Guitar Lessons Columbus, Jerry Davis State Farm Agent, Beachwold Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, BW3s of Central Ohio, Continental Message Solutions. Those folks, those companies have all stepped up and said we want to help in some way. Also, dentists, of course, without the dentists, we couldn't do any of this. And that would include Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Jeff Bixler, Dr. Vijay Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Kaur, Dr. Hamze, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sadanini, Dr. Bob Stevenson, and Dr. Martin Herzl. And I think that I was told that we might have one more dentist in the fold, but I don't have the name yet, so hopefully that'll happen, because we still do need dentists. And you know, a special thanks to Dr. Whitaker for letting us use five of her treatment rooms. Now, in addition, I want to thank the folks at the Mount Carmel Hospital Mobile Healthcare Van, because they will be there. They're coming at 6:30. They're going to be there before we actually start with patients, and that's wonderful because, well, people are waiting. If you haven't been able to get to a physician, you don't have medical insurance, you can't afford it, you'll be able to step into that van. I don't know if they'll have a registration desk or how they handle it, but you'll be able to actually get free medical care and free medical advice that day as well, and I think that's huge. Also, Dr. Kenise Bean, I've mentioned her name. She is the director of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry's Mobile Dental Coach, and she brings that, and there's three treatment chairs in there, and they will treat children. And then in addition to that, we have the Ronald McDonald Charities. It's the Rainbow Babies and Children's Ronald McDonald Charities Dental Mobile Healthcare Van. And they will be there as well. And between the two of them, they'll have six total dental chairs, and we think that they'll be able to treat about 100 children. So they won't be there right at 6:30. They're probably going to get there about 8:30 or 9. Probably have to pull out between 4 and 5 to get back to their headquarters. But we really, really appreciate them participating. We'll also have the Ohio Benefit Bank, which is a mobile motorhome. It is a mobile office, is what I meant to say, that allows folks to get signed up for goods and services, social services that you may have coming but you didn't know. And while you're waiting for your dental appointment or dental chances to be seen for your dental care, you can step into the van and find out what you have coming to you. It might be help with child care expense. It might be the Women's Infants and Children's Program. It might be just signing up for welfare in the first place. So anyway, there's that. And also, I don't want to forget, the American Red Cross is going to do a blood drive right next door. And they are going to do two shifts this year. So if we can, with that in place, we'll probably be able to collect about 40 or 50 bags of blood, which is going to be great because it's so, so needed. All right, and we have a group of pharmacists that have promised to come and help us disseminate the medications that we'll give to folks after they've been seen for their dental visit. And that will leave the burden from my office staff and my hygienist, rather than dispensing drugs, can go ahead and clean teeth, which will make it even better. So we may talk about that a little bit more later. Now, there was this story out about, it was probably about 3 weeks ago. In fact, I think it was mentioned on the show before mine, about 3 weeks ago. And the headline, it was in Yahoo News, says, "Dentist pulls out all of her ex-boyfriend's teeth after split." And then it goes on to say, it's by Eric Pfeiffer of a agency called The Sideshow. Maybe we should have known. Anyway, it says, "If you're planning a trip to the dentist, it might not be the wisest decision to make your appointment with the person you just broke up with. A Polish woman is facing 3 years in prison after she removed all of her ex-boyfriend's teeth during dental surgery just days after their breakup." And here's a quote from the supposed dentist. "I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions," said Anna Makowiak, 34, she told the Austrian Times. "But when I saw him lying there, I just thought, what a bastard, and decided to take all of his teeth out." Now, Marek Osluski, 45, reportedly showed up at Makowiak's dental office complaining of a toothache just days after he broke up with her. She then allegedly gave him a heavy dose of anesthetic, locked the door, and began removing all of his teeth one at a time. Another quote associated with the dentist is, "I knew something was wrong because when I woke up, I couldn't feel any teeth and my jaw was strapped up with bandages." Now, this strapped up thing, what they're proposing there is that the dentist actually took gauze and wrapped it over the top of his head and under his chin, like you would see in cartoons. And so he couldn't open his mouth, according to him, or according to the story. So, he goes on to say that she told me my mouth was numb and I wouldn't be able to feel anything for a while, and that the bandage was there to protect my gums, but that I would need to see a specialist. "I didn't have any reason to doubt her," he said. "I mean, I thought she was a professional." Adding to his trauma, Osluski said his new girlfriend has already left him over his new toothless appearance. And he's quoted as saying, "Now I'm going to have to pay a fortune to get implants or something." Makowiak is currently being investigated for medical malpractice. Okay, that was a pretty amazing story, and so it made a lot of the headlines. And then on May 10th, there was a story that came out that says, "Story of vengeful jilted dentist was too good to be true." This was written by Aaron Tennant, who is on a special assignment to MSNBC.com. Okay, he writes, "A hugely popular news story about a jilted dentist accused of pulling out all of her ex-boyfriend's teeth has unraveled as a hoax. News websites around the world ran the story last week about a woman in Poland named Anna Makowiak who took revenge on a man named Marek Osluski when he turned up at her clinic complaining of a toothache, days after dumping her for another woman. Among the numerous U.S. sites that picked up the story were Fox News, the L.A. Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Huffington Post, Yahoo News, MSN, and the New York Post, and the New York Daily News. MSNBC.com is a joint venture of Microsoft, which operates MSN and Comcast," and that's who wrote this one. The story even included quotes from the scorned dentist and her toothless ex. So, the online news outlets also reported that his new girlfriend left him because she can't be without teeth. The story claimed that she was being investigated for medical malpractice. But when MSNBC.com contacted police in Wrocław, Poland, about the supposed criminal case, a spokesman said they had no record of such an incident. Watch the most viewed videos on MSNBC.com if you'd like. The Lower Silesia Police Department has not been notified about such an event and is not investigating such a case, said Paul Petrakowski of the Provincial Police Headquarters in Wrocław, and he said in an email that was translated into English. A legal advisor for Poland's Chamber of Physicians and Dentists, which handles disciplinary matters, said the organization is not investigating and is never investigating any such case, and added that there is no dental practitioner named Anna Makowiak listed in Poland's Central Register of Dentists. And then on top of that, another quote, "No information about this kind of misconduct has been provided to the Supreme Chamber." The legal advisor, Marek Szczyzinski, said in an email, "The Superior Chamber is not aware of any actions of this kind being taken by the Regional Chamber of Physicians and Dentists in Wrocław." So I think that's pretty much, I mean, it goes on and on, but it's a hoax. it never happened. And so, unfortunately, you know, it was fun to think that it had happened, but it didn't. So, anyway, there you go. I was a little surprised when I read it, but I took it as truth at first as well because of all of the agencies that were reporting it. So, okay. And by the way, remember the bandage over the head and over the top of the head and under the chin? That should have been our biggest giveaway, that it was a hoax. Okay, now, I want to congratulate Carrie Cruz, my dental assistant. She was married yesterday. So I had a busy weekend. I had to go to my reunion and a wedding. It was a very, very nice wedding. Beautiful weather. Wish her well. Of course, she'll be back at the office here soon. And something else, I said if you go to the websites, drkavicko.com and dentallyspeaking.com, you'll be able to see, you know, how you can donate. And that if you click there, you'll talk about the different charitable events that I have in the process. Well, besides Dentistry from the Heart, one of them is the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic presented by Buffalo Wild Wings for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And that is taking place July 27th. And you can now register. You can register by going to online. And you go to Bent Tree Golf Course. It's benttree.com or royalamericanlinks.com. Those are the two courses where we'll be holding the event. And it's going to have ex-basketball players, OSU basketball legends, and it'll be a lot of fun. You get to meet some of them. We're going to have basketball hoops out on the course, and part of your score is going to be how many free throws you shoot or something like that. We haven't figured out those details yet. But I am I'm happy to say it's all coming together well, and it's we're hoping for a sellout. And then the last thing is I'm trying to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. I'm in touch with the Blue Jackets, and we're waiting to hear back to see if they will host an event. And typically an event that is done in that way provides care for 300 children in a day, usually at the arena. All right, now, as I mentioned, I went to my high school reunion, and we're going to hear some of those interviews when I come back. What I did is I asked them questions like, how many teeth have you had extracted since you graduated from high school? How long after graduating did that happen? If you knew back in high school what you know now about the importance of taking good care of your teeth, what would you have done differently? How soon after high school did you experience your first dental problem? These are things that I was thinking about it. You guys listening in, call me and tell me what your experience has been. 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And just so you know, anybody that participates in our show, anybody that calls, we register you for a chance to win a free 4-day motorhome rental or a stay in an RV for 1 week at Autumn Creek Campground and Day Spa, courtesy of Alum Creek RV and Marine. So when we come back, we're going to listen to a little bit of some interviews that I did at my high school reunion. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me here today. Oh, that was my 38th high school reunion it was over the weekend. And kind of a weird number, but we're going to listen to some interviews that I did here soon. And then feel free to call in and give me your experience. Tell me how many years after high school, how long you've been out, and what's been happening in your mouth, if you would like. 459-9769, 459-WSNY. And I was thinking about it, there were 45,000 people that went to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And if we could get all of you to donate a dollar, that would be really cool. So if you have any money left in your heart, any money left in your wallet, please go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkavitko.com and make us a small donation to the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund, or call my office at 262-9588 or send a check to 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. Okay, so, and remember, we do Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day. And we always make it something that you have heard many times if you're listening. So this is an interview from my 38th high school reunion. All right, so I'm doing one of my Teeth Across America series. And I thought that coming up in the summer, there are lots of high school reunions, college reunions. And guess what? I'm at my high school reunion. It's the 38th. Apparently, we couldn't count to 40, so we decided to have one at 38 because we had run out of fingers and toes and our neighbor's fingers and toes, right? So anyway, I am here with a couple guys that I grew up with, Mark and Rex. And let me ask you guys, if you knew back in high school what you know now about the importance of taking good care of your teeth, what would you have done differently?
Flossed better.
Flossed better?
Yes.
Oh, and it's Mark, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you mean floss better or floss at all?
Yeah, both of those. Better and more.
Better and more? Okay. Now, what was the best oral health care advice that your mom and dad gave you?
Oh, boy. Just brush every morning. I didn't brush at night like I should have, but I did brush in the morning.
Okay. Okay, so their best advice was to brush?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any teeth extracted since you graduated from high school?
Yes.
And how soon after graduating did that happen?
Oh, long time. It was a wisdom tooth, probably about 10 years ago.
Just one?
Both. They took the top and bottom.
Okay, because you have four. Did they only take two?
Yeah, they just took the two on the one side.
Okay. All right. Now, how soon after high school did you experience your first dental problem?
Probably 7-8 years afterwards. I had root work done on a tooth.
Okay, root canal?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, root work. Yeah, it's like root beer.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Is that what you're drinking, root beer?
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't anything like root beer.
Okay. And now the thing is you didn't know you had such a deep cavity, right? You just, you developed a toothache and you went in and they said you need a root canal.
Correct.
Which means you probably should have been flossing more, right?
Well, or brushing better, because that was the cavity that just got bad, so.
Okay. Now, did your parents offer you a chance to have braces when you were a kid?
I do not believe so. I cannot remember that.
Mark, you have kids, right?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? It's your wife with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
Almost 25 years.
Okay, this may not apply to you. Probably. The question was, have you ever dated a woman that wore dentures?
No, I have not.
Okay, there's probably somebody in the room that has. So there's a follow-up question to that, but we won't have to go there with you. Okay, so, okay, how about this? What was your worst experience at the dentist?
The root work that it had done, that was the worst ever. For years, I didn't go to a dentist afterwards. I mean, not until I got married again, my wife made me go. I was that devastated by this guy.
Really, it really hurt, huh?
Oh, my, yeah, very hurt, very bad, and I swear to God, he had leeches in the back room in a bottle. He was that barbaric. He was bad.
That's really sad to hear, because I try really hard to not hurt people, you know? And honestly, root canals don't hurt. They don't have to hurt. But you don't believe me, do you?
I do believe you because I go to a dentist now that is very good. And the dentist that my wife took me to before that was very good. But this one was terrible, terrible.
What would you say was your best experience at a dentist? Maybe leaving the guy that did the root canal?
Going and saying you've done good and your checkup is good and, you know, you don't have any cavities and, you know, we're just going to clean your teeth and go.
Okay, so a good checkup is your best experience.
Yeah.
How important is a beautiful smile for you?
Pretty important. I mean, it's the first thing people see, you know, besides, you know, your physical features, you know, but when you smile, you like to have a nice smile, a decent smile.
Right. Now, your wife, Brenda, if she had snaggle teeth when you met her, would you have asked her out?
Boy, I don't know. I. That's a difficult question. Maybe not. I would probably say maybe not.
And she couldn't hear us, so that's okay. You said you don't have children?
Do not.
Okay, you want to borrow some?
No. Not now. Not at this time, no.
Just bring them back after you've paid for their college education, okay?
Yeah, right. No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, hey, let's see. How about, there's one more. Oh, here's one. This is pretty interesting. There's a group of people, they're pushing to change the Dental Practice Act to allow for what they call a mid-level provider. It's called a dental therapist. So what a dental therapist would do is, after 18 months of training, they would be allowed to do fillings and extract teeth. So think about that. A year and a half out of high school, they'd be able to drill on teeth and extract them. What do you think about that?
I don't particularly care for that. You know, knowing the importance of having a good dentist and a bad dentist, I don't particularly like that. I would like to have somebody with, you know, good experience and know that they're doing good from bad. I don't think anybody that young is going to know that they're doing something bad. That's going to take time, experience, practice to do.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just am trying to get the opinion of the folks that I'm speaking with. All right, Mark, well, thanks very much. It was nice talking to you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
Appreciate it.
All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about that he mentioned was how his cavity got bigger and he wound up needing a root canal. And I've talked about this before, but I just want to reiterate to folks, cavities don't hurt. Not only do they not hurt, they don't heal. Think about that. Dental disease doesn't heal. You can cut yourself on the arm and it'll heal. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't even have to put a Band-Aid on it, although they say that if you do, it's better. But you don't have to. But you get a chipped tooth, it doesn't heal. A cavity in your tooth doesn't heal. Gum disease doesn't heal. Everything in the mouth, all of the dental diseases just get worse on their own. And the only way to stop the progression is to see a dentist. Okay? So it's too bad. I mean, it would be nice if cavities hurt and people think they do. And that's why they wait until they have a toothache to call us. And I can't tell you how many times we get phone calls that say, I think I have a cavity because I have a toothache. And you don't want to tell them on the phone right then, because there are these rare occasions where there's something going on that isn't a deep, deep cavity and a root canal. But for the most part, if you have a toothache and it's a cavity, it means that it's so far into the nerve or close to the nerve or into the nerve that you're going to need a root canal. And in some cases, you might even need it extracted because you've waited so long. So, and also, off the air, we were talking to my producer, and he gave answers very similar to Mark, which is, I'd floss better, I'd brush better, I'd eat less sugary foods. And when we're kids, when we're 18, 19, 20, college, whatever, we don't think we're going to get this stuff. We think that this kind of stuff happens to old people or to other people, forgetting that we're going to be that old person someday, or older person someday. I remember my 10-year reunion, went to it, and I didn't recognize anybody. In fact, I thought I was in the wrong place. My wife and I were there for almost a full hour before we realized we were in the right spot. It wasn't until a good friend of mine who hadn't changed all that much, when he walked in the door and I recognized him, and I said, Bruce, hey, how you doing? And he goes, hey, how's it going? And I said, great. I said, are we in the right spot, or did we come an hour early? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, well, my wife and I have been here for an hour and there's nobody else here. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, you know, there's Rich Green over there. There's Jimmy Walker. There's, you know, Gary Ziegler. All these people were already there. I just didn't know them. Why didn't I know them? They got old. But what I realized real quickly in my own head is that meant I got old too. You don't realize that you've changed. And, you know, the same thing. You don't realize you're getting decay. You don't realize you're getting gum disease. You don't realize you have a tooth that's about to abscess. So anyway, now, as I mentioned, we always do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we just heard that that audio file from my 38th high school reunion. And so what we're going to do is you're going to listen to this little contesting disclaimer, and then when we come back, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, I attended a high school reunion over the weekend. Which one was it? Was it A, my 38th, B, my 39th, or C, my 40th? The phone number, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the phone lines are open. You can go ahead and call. The winner will receive free flowers from Feistember Florist delivered to their place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And, you can also, Yeah, let's just go with that. I'm sorry. Let me just tell you that when you call in, you get registered to win that free week's stay at Autumn Creek Campground and Day Spa with courtesy of Alum Creek RV and Marine. And callers, when you call in, we will enter your name twice. So it's worth the call. So go ahead and call now. All right. So go ahead and listen to this while my producer answers your phone calls.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening each week. And we have three callers on the line right now with guests to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Now, before I go to the first caller, I want all of you to know that you're all winners. So even though only one of you is going to get the flowers, you're all three going to be entered into the drawing for the free week stay. So I want you all to stay on the line. Okay, what we have is Jennifer, Nikki, and Mary. And let's go to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for listening. And hey, what's your guess?
38.
Isn't that weird? 38?
Yes, I'm having my 50th in June.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't think I'm going to have a 50th. I'll probably have like a 51st
or probably
47 and a half or something like that.
The way your class counts, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was that new math back then or something.
Right.
Hey, Jennifer, can you hold on? And then my producer will get to you in just a minute. We'll get all the information because you win the free flowers from Vice Timber Florist, and you'll be entered into the drawing for Elm Creek RV and Marines giveaway,
okay? Oh, great. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, and then Nikki and Mary, you hang on too, because you will be entered into the drawing as well. And I believe the drawing's going to take place August 15th, but I'll have to get some more information on that as time goes by. Okay, so what we want to do is we have another interview that I did when I was at my 38th high school reunion. And we're going to go ahead and listen to that, and that'll give my producer a chance to talk to you folks on the phone. So here we go. All right, so I came upon one of my former classmates, Loretta Gaines. And Loretta, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, so what are you up to these days?
Well, right now I'm helping raising my grandkids, my great-grandkids, and I'm basically relaxing.
Great-grandkids? How many great-grandkids?
Yeah, I got 4 great-granddaughters.
You're not even 55 yet, or 56?
56. I have 6 grandkids, 4 of them done graduated. I had 3 kids. My youngest is 18. He graduated next week.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really cool. Okay, I've got some questions. What we want to do is we want to talk about people, what's happened in their mouth in the last 38 years since they left high school. So one of the first questions is, have you had any teeth extracted since high school?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just got my new grill yesterday.
I wondered about that. I wondered if you were going to say anything. Okay, no, it looks very nice.
Yeah, I got it from Small Smiles in Akron.
You did?
Yeah, so that was my dentist over there in Akron on Exchange. They call Small Smiles.
Okay, but your smile's not so small. It's full size.
It's full size all the time.
So how long ago did you lose your teeth?
Oh, I think I was about 25, 26.
Okay, 25, 26.
Yeah, still into a lot of candy and stuff. I was still young.
Now, if you knew back in high school what you know now about the importance of taking good care of your teeth, what would you have done differently?
Stop eating candy and took real care. Brush, flush, flat, and do all the good things to your teeth. You know, make sure you go to the dentist at least every 6 months. They have a daily checkup. You know, if you don't do nothing but get your teeth clean.
I have a question. When we were in high school, did it ever cross your mind that you might develop gum disease and lose some teeth? I mean, when you're young, you just kind of think they're going to last forever, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But some uncertain, you know, sometimes you have that gingivitis and stuff. Mine's is just that bad, you know.
Okay.
But I wanted to keep my beautiful smile, so I decided to go to the dentist and get something done for it.
Now, do your children have better teeth than you?
Yes, they do.
What about your grandchildren?
Better than theirs.
And your great-grandchildren?
Oh, they just kids, but yes, they all have a great smile.
Okay, I got a question. When you first met your husband, the father of your children, if he had snaggle teeth, would you have wanted to go out with him?
It depends on what he looked like with those snaggle teeth.
Okay, so if he had muscles and he was still a good-looking guy?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think is more expensive, dentistry or neglect?
Neglect.
Okay, you learned that the hard way, didn't you?
I learned it the hard way.
Now, what have you told your kids about? I mean, do you think they learned a lesson from your experience, or do you think they're going to have to learn their own lesson?
Well, on mine's, and then they also know that I took them to the dentist daily, so after they got a little older, they knew to do better for themselves, so.
Okay. Is there anybody in your family that is in dental school or wants to be a dentist?
No, all of them are like the STNs and RNs and accountants and certified electricians.
Okay. No dentists. All right. How about, did your parents ever give you a chance to have braces?
I didn't need them when I was growing up.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, they were just straight.
Yeah, they were straight. It only came about, like I said, in later years.
Okay. And have you ever had any bad experiences at a dentist?
No.
I like hearing that.
No bad experience at all.
Does it feel like dentistry has evolved for the better since you graduated from high school? Or
yes.
You think it has?
Yes, it has. It has drastically evolved, you know.
Okay, that's good to know. And then how important is a beautiful smile to you?
That's 100% of everything. The more you smile for somebody, the less you get wrinkles. The more you frown, the more wrinkles you get.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, now the timing of getting your new smile, your new grill as you call it, was that, did it have anything to do with this reunion?
Yeah,
Yeah. You wanted to get them nice for today, right?
Yes. Yeah. I had to make sure that my smile was there 35 years ago.
to put your best foot forward.
Put my best foot forward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Loretta, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's good talking to you, and I hope to talk to you more tomorrow.
Okay. And what I'll do, I'm going to give you a card. I'm going to tell you how you can access this, because we're up in the Cleveland area, Twinsburg, and you don't get this up there. But you go to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, or if you want to listen live Sunday morning at 8, you go to www.sunny95.com and click on Listen Live at 8 in the morning, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so the contrast there between Mark and Loretta was kind of drastic, because she would have still maybe gone out with the guy with snaggle teeth. And, of course, Mark said he probably would not have even asked his wife of 25 years out on the date in the first place. Something that Loretta said that I thought was very important is she knew right away that neglect is more expensive than dentistry. And that's a phrase that I've used a lot. Dentistry is not expensive, but neglect is. And what that means is, if you go to a dentist on a regular basis and you pay for the exam, the cleaning, and x-rays every, say, second or third time, the math, if you do that math, you'll find that you're spending about $33 to $35 a month, depending on where you go. Well, most people can afford that, but it's harder to be able to afford the $1,250 root canal, or the, I don't know, the $100 or $50 extraction, you know, whatever it is, or the big filling, the $120 or $210 filling. That's more expensive than just maintaining your teeth, cleaning them properly, taking good care of them, making sure that if you've missed or there's a little tiny cavity, you get it fixed when it's a tiny cavity, maybe under $100, rather than waiting until it's a big cavity and becomes the root canal, the buildup, the crown, or even worse, you lose it and then you need an implant or you need a bridge or a partial, and all those are into the thousands of dollars. The other thing I was noticing is her accent. I don't know, maybe she moved away from high school and went to somewhere in the South, because she sounded like... I went to high school up in Twinsburg, Ohio. It's up between Cleveland and Akron, and I don't have that Southern accent, so I'm not sure where Loretta's been living, but it was... And then I was doing the math. In fact, this morning when I woke up, I'm thinking about this interview, and I'm thinking, four great-granddaughters. How do you have four great-grandchildren when you are only 55 or so? And I thought, well, wait a minute, if you had a child when you were 18 and that child had a child when they were 18, now you're 36 and you're a grandparent. And if that grandchild had a child when they were 18, that would be 54. So I guess it is possible. It just seemed really weird to me to think that somebody my age could have great grandkids. But, oh well, she did. And I don't know. I mean, we've talked about small smiles before, and I thought small smiles was for kids. I didn't know that adults could go there. I had no clue. And she looked nice. She was happy. And I thought that was neat. I knew she had dentures, because being a dentist, I can tell that. And I'm so glad she mentioned it so that I didn't have to bring it up, because I certainly would not have blown her cover if she didn't want anybody to know she was wearing dentures. I wasn't going to bring it up. But if you are a high school graduate or you're getting ready to graduate, same thing from college, and you happen to be up listening, think about what you're hearing. These are people who thought their mouth, their teeth would stay healthy for a lifetime too, just because when you're kids, when you're younger, young adults, you just don't think it's going to happen. You think you just keep doing what you've been doing and it's going to work. And especially the high school graduates, or the people about to graduate from high school, what I want to tell you is something very specific. Right now, your mom and dad are making sure you get good dental care. In most cases, mom's making your appointments, not the stereotype, but it is true. Dads oftentimes are helping, but only by paying the bill, either through physically paying the bill or the insurance. In a lot of cases, mom and dad both work, and both insurances kick in, and the bill is covered by both parents. Then, when you go off to college, what's going to happen? I'm telling you this, you're going to think I'm... some mind reader or something, but what's going to happen is your mom is going to make sure you get to the dentist. She's going to keep trying through your freshman year, and you're going to listen. You're going to go when you're back home for Christmas break or on summer break, spring break, whatever, you're going to go. And then maybe the first half of your sophomore year, you're going to go. But something happens about halfway through that sophomore year where you're going to just tell your mom you're too busy. You're just not going to do it. You're just too busy. And about the junior year, she's going to even stop trying. How do I know this? Because we see young folks all the time who at about the age 23 through 28, we'll say, where they've been out of college now for a couple of years, 2 to 4 years, and they'll come in, they'll finally make it in. Sometimes it's a toothache. Sometimes they're, you know, mom guilted them into it or whatever. And you're going to have a whole mouth full of cavities because you're not going to take mom's advice after about the next year and a half, and you're not going to go on your own. And it is going to happen. Just because you're brushing doesn't mean you're not going to get cavities. It's certainly a great thing to do, and flossing too, but stuff happens, and you may already have cavities and not even know it. So, you know, keep that in mind and don't be one of those people. If you're the college graduate, remember I said between the age 24 and 28? Well, at age 22, most people graduate from college. Sometimes it's 23 if you did the victory lap, the fifth year. And you need to get to a dentist. Don't wait till you're 28. Go when you're 22 and find out what's been happening in your mouth so that you're not one of these people that is being interviewed by a classmate in 38 years that is the one that just got full dentures, so that they could go to the reunion and have a nice smile. I mean, it's something that you should do. You owe it to yourself. And I don't know that there's anybody out there that would love to have dentures someday. I mean, it's not something we grew up wanting, right? We don't say, well, I'm just going to, like, let me just not brush these so I can just get them out of the way fast. Or even worse, go have all of your adult healthy teeth extracted so you can get dentures. That's not something people usually choose to do. Okay, so when we come back, I'll tell you what, I think let's do it. No, how are we doing on time? Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these events that are coming up, and we're also going to have one more giveaway, so we'll be asking people to call in later, not now, but later we're going to be giving away one free propane tank refill for your barbecue grill. That's also by Elm Creek RV and Marine. Not now, later, and it'll be after the break. So here we go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Tell them make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, you grill gleaming.
Obviously, I use that music. Obviously, I use that music because of Loretta talking about her grill. So I thought if she's listening this morning, she'd be able to hear that and would think it was neat. Okay, so now today, it's interesting to me going to my high school reunion and seeing everybody. And there were people in the room that I didn't even ask to interview because I can tell that they've taken great care of their mouth. The beautiful smile, straight, white. I don't know if they were porcelain veneers because it was kind of dark in the room. And then you have people like Loretta, who at 27, age 27, what'd she say, 27 years ago, which would mean 11 years out of high school. So, yeah, she was 27. had to have all her teeth out. And I started to ponder, why is it that some people wind up with dentures and some don't? Why is it that some people make it important and some don't? And I don't really have the answer. I do think that the more we talk about it, the more we let people know that it is something that you can prevent. It's a preventable disease. You know, cancer, we don't know if cancer is preventable. We're working for a cure, but we just don't know. We think healthy living, clean living, all of those things will help prevent cancer. But we know what prevents dental disease. It's very simple. It's flossing. It's brushing thoroughly. Now, I've had people come in and tell me, well, I brush my teeth, you know, 5 times a day, and I floss 3 times a day, and I'm looking in their mouth, and there's all kinds of plaque and calculus or tartar, and I see cavities. And I don't think they're lying to me. I think they're telling me the truth. I think they're just doing a bad job. I think they're just doing a bad job. It's like, you know, like the first time you let your son or daughter, when they were 8, wash your car. They were so proud of themselves, and yet they missed every other stripe. And you had to say, what a nice job. You know, thank you so much for washing my car. But then when they weren't looking, you had to go and rewash it. Well, folks get in such a hurry, and they think that brushing and flossing is so simple that the job doesn't get done properly. Now, I've said this before, but let me just say it again. When you floss, you know that sound that it makes when the floss goes in there, that click-click? That click-click sound doesn't do anything for your teeth or gums. That is just a sound that is made when the floss pops through there. You need to get the floss in there, and you need to slip it carefully down below the gum line of one of the two teeth that you're next to, and then wrap it around that tooth, just like you would wrap a towel around your waist, and then you slide the floss out from under the gum line to get the plaque out from under the gum line. Okay, see, if you just snap in and out, you haven't cleaned the tooth yet. You haven't done anything. You just made that noise. Okay, so you put it down through the contact point, you carefully put it below the gum line, and you rub it up against the tooth as you pull up, and kind of slide the tooth, the floss back and forth a little bit so that the gunk you're going to get will come out instead of be stuck in there. Okay, so after you've done that a few times on that one tooth, now you don't take the floss out yet because you've got another tooth to do. There's two teeth in there. And then you wrap the floss like a towel around your waist, or around your legs, think of it, you know, like that exercise machine that we see oftentimes from in the 50s, where it was just like a strap and people would stand in it and it would shake them, something like that. You're doing that with the floss, and you wipe the other side, and you do that in every spot, including the very back tooth where there is no snap, because you're physically trying to wipe that surface clean. Okay, so I don't think people lie to me. I think they just don't know they're not doing a good job. The same with brushing. People tend to brush for about 30 seconds. You do it the same way every morning. Probably you can do it with your eyes closed. Don't need to be looking in the mirror because you just do the same thing. Well, you might not be paying attention to the fact that you're missing the same spot all the time, or you're not doing a thorough job of any of the areas. And so if you don't want to be the people like Loretta who wound up needing dentures at age 27, then it's very simple. Plus, brush. If you can, have sugar-free things. Stay away from soda pop because it does have acid and it'll cause decay. Let your dentist do the fluoride treatments when they recommend them. Get sealants on your teeth when you're a kid. Things like that, because all of these things can prevent dental decay. And what did we say earlier? Dental disease does not heal itself. Now, what we want to do now is we're going to go to another break, but I want to, now we're going to open up the phone lines. 459-9769, 459-WSNY. And when you call in, all of the callers, we'll register 3 people at a time. Everybody's going to be entered into the drawing for the free week stay at Autumn Creek Camp, Autumn Creek Campground and Day Spa, courtesy of Alum Creek RV and Marine. But only one will win the free propane refill for your barbecue grill. So go ahead, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, and call now.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It is a sunny, bright, sunny day in Columbus, and go out and enjoy the day. We're not finished yet. I do want to say that we need to open up the phone lines again to somebody who wants to win the free propane refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. We had a little bit of telephone difficulties, and we lost our caller. So caller, call back, or if you had to go, maybe you had to go into church and couldn't wait. I'm not sure what it was, but anyway, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. All right, so I've enjoyed the show. I enjoyed my reunion. Very nice to catch up with people and see the kind of, oh, the things people are up to and the different thoughts and ideas about dental care. And of course, you know, people perceive dental care as something they can't afford. And of course, we talked about how neglect is expensive, but dentistry is. And also the notion that I do understand that there are people that just can't afford anything. They can barely afford to feed themselves because of these tight times. And that's why we're hosting Dentistry from the Heart on June 15th. So if you're interested in receiving a free exam, a free cleaning, or a free extraction, or your child is in need of dental care, or you just want that free medical exam, of course, I don't know. I think you'd have to be registered for dental in order to get the free medical exam. I'm pretty sure of that. Make sure you come. It's 4308 North High Street. That's in Columbus, of course. 43214 if you want to do a map quest. And we will be getting there to register folks at 6 a.m. And we'll start treatment at 7 a.m. And it's all day. And we're going to make it fun. It's going to be, we block off the street. We're going to try to keep people entertained, keep you fed, plenty of drinks, we hope, all of that sort of thing. And but also, again, I could use some help financially to put this on, because there are expenses that we incur, and some of them are going to need to be paid here pretty soon. So if you can either call the office at 262-9588 or go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkavitko.com and donate to the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund, be very much appreciated. And you can send a check to my office. Okay, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you so much. See you next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.